From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 10th. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild today. We'll see a high around 68. Winds will be out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A wind advisory is in effect for the Olney area beginning at 11 a.m. this morning. Could see wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour this afternoon in the southeast part of the region. While many people in Illinois are struggling to get the COVID-19 vaccine, Southern Illinois has recently had a surplus. WSIU's Steph Whiteside has more.
Part of the reason for the availability is that Jackson County has partnered with the state and is receiving additional vaccine supply under that program. Jackson County Health Department Administrator Bart Hagston says the eligibility is still limited to those in groups 1A, 1B, and 1B+, because individual counties can't move on to the next stage ahead of the state.
Part of the issue right now is that people don't realize that they currently qualify under 1B+, because that is for people 16 to 64 years of age who have underlying health conditions, and there's a whole list of those conditions, and it includes heart disease, cancer, sickle cell disease, diabetes, obesity, a current or former smoker, and so that opens up the list to quite a large percentage of the adult population. So we want to make sure that they realize that they are currently eligible for vaccination if they have one of those conditions and that they're making their appointments and getting vaccinated.
All Illinois residents are eligible to register for an appointment in Jackson County. I'm Steph Whiteside.
And the Jackson County Health Department is currently administering all three vaccines and is posting the brand available daily on their Facebook page. Also, you can register online for a vaccination appointment at the Jackson County Health Department website. Well, more than 2,700 Southern Illinoisans have received a COVID-19 vaccine in the past couple of days. That's according to state data. That number is nearly as high as the number of people tested in the region and far outstrips the number of new cases at 62 for the WSIU listening area. Meanwhile, the state added 1,500 new cases of coronavirus yesterday with 75,000 vaccinations. Illinois' test positivity rate is holding steady at 2.3%, while the number of fully vaccinated Illinoisans is now a little over 9%. SIU Carbondale will host graduation ceremonies this year after last year's celebrations were moved online due to COVID-19. Chancellor Austin Lane says he's excited to celebrate students and their families this spring with ceremonies at Saluki Stadium the weekend of May 7th through the 9th.
We'll have a series of commencement ceremonies that our students, our faculty, staff will be able to take part in, along with our guests, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles.
But Lane says seating will be limited. The university is working out details now about how families will get tickets for each event. Details for the commencement ceremonies will be updated at commencement.siu.edu. Carbondale city officials are looking into expanding several tax increment financing districts near residential areas. City Manager Gary Williams says TIF districts encourage home or business owners to make improvements on their property while at the same time keeping a handle on property taxes.
What TIF does is it captures that increase in your property taxes and it reimburses you to cover the cost of your investment.
Economic Development Director Stephen Mitchell says since so much of the city's housing stock is unoccupied rental units, the expansion of TIF districts could help improve those areas. The areas being considered are downtown from Willow Street to Grand Avenue, the Arbor District, the area near the hospital, and on the city's northeast side from Washington Street to Marion Street. The city is accepting bids for a consultant to help determine the feasibility of the project. You can learn more at explorecarbondale.com. And after 12 years as executive director of the Carbondale Park District, Kathy Renfro is retiring. Renfro says it's time to pursue some of her new passions.
Taking up this new fascination with astronomy, and maybe when you're in the fourth quarter, you realize that time's running out and you better get to that list.
Renfro says she's enjoyed the relationship the Carbondale Park District has had with area residents. She believes parks and public open spaces are essential to a healthy community. Renfro's retirement takes effect on May 16th. Weatherwise today, on your Wednesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild, high near 68. Winds will be out of the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wind gusts as high as 38 miles an hour. And then for listeners in the northern part of the listening area, in the Olney area, there's a wind advisory in effect from 11 a.m. this morning until midnight tonight, where wind gusts could be as high as 45 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll see a slight chance of scattered showers entering the forecast, mainly overnight toward early morning, then mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 61. Then tomorrow, good chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and a high of 67. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.